Good afternoon, Sharks fans. Game five, the Sharks come off a pretty disappointing performance versus the St. Louis Blues. Now we're basically looking at it, a 3-2 St. Louis lead going back into game six. Yeah, this was a tough one to watch, to be frank. Not really a lot of positive things coming out of this game, but we'll talk about it. But to start us off, I have Rocket Backhander.
Salutations, Earthlings. Oh, I hope y'all are as sore as I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this was a tough one to watch because I felt like the first opening 10 seconds, the Sharks had a decent shot with Kane. Kane had a good shot that hit off the post 10 seconds in. And of course, we kind of talked about Kane. Kane had not having the best postseason ever since that Erik Karlsson or that hit he took from the Muffin Man in game round one. Not really just showing much production at all, kind of cold. You're just hoping to get him going, but 10 seconds in, a post. It kind of seemed like that was a sign of things to come, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we kind of all knew that this wasn't going to be an ideal situation going into it just because Erik Karlsson's health was questionable. And it seems like if he's in the lineup while he's injured, it's not necessarily a case of, oh, he's injured, but he's still dangerous. It's more like, he definitely is hurt. So, I knew going into it was going to be rough. I didn't realize it was going to be this rough, but yeah, it was rough, man.
It definitely felt like game four was a swing game. It felt like it went value for two. Today's game, of course, started at 12 p.m. To get the NBC wide audience. Sharks are notorious for starting at slow starts on the East Coast. I just felt like if by losing game four in the fashion that they did, by outplaying the way they did in game four, this feels like a pretty disappointing performance, and it kind of showed on ice.
Well, yeah, like Sharks have never traditionally been up and around for matinee games. I'm pretty sure anytime they have to start, you know, at noonish or like even at 1 or 2 in the afternoons, it's never, you always get sleepy Sharks first period. It's never a positive thing for them.
And then less than 2 minutes later, Karlsson, player of today, I guess we assume, Karlsson turnovers the puck, mispasses it to Dylan, and then Karlsson gets in front of Jones to add it in front of the damage to screen for an early St. Louis Blues lead. This was not a good start at all, giving up the first goal. Especially on home ice.
But didn't we see it coming?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, again, like I said, Erik Karlsson, when he's injured, not a great player and also not a danger to anyone.
So there was a good video of his skating ability, I think 5 or 6 minutes into the first period, about how he's transitioning from the offense to defensive zone. Clearly, he's still lingering from that groin issue. He just doesn't seem like he has that explosive offensive energy that we saw in rounds 1 and 2.
Yeah, but he's also explosive energy. They're basically all about 20% physical human right now and 80% running on steroids. Well, not steroids, but, you know, like bath salts. Screw it. They're on Flocka bath salts and just adrenaline at this point. These guys are beat to shite. And no, it's not an excuse for playing like ass, but maybe it is playing like ass. Maybe if they're beat to shite and they got nothing left in the tank, I would, you know, okay, listen, I would rather see St. Louis shut down San Jose humanely after game six, and then watch St. Louis go on to get shamammered by, you know, the shenaniganery that happens over in Boston. I would rather hand that to them, because if San Jose has nothing left, I get that. I absolutely get that. They still look like ass, and I don't understand why Pete is mismanaging the bench the way that he is. He's not helping his team any. Maybe they're trying to just nosedive it. Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe they realize that there's nothing left in the tank and they're just going to take it down. Because after that first one, I didn't feel like they bounced back from anything. I feel like they were just like, oh.
Well, for the first and second goal, the Sharks had a shot that went off the post, and then St. Louis minutes later scores. And so you're thinking, oh no. To hit on your point about Erik Karlsson, this is the longest. I mean, the Sharks have played the most ice compared to anyone. You know, the Vegas series, you got the three overtime games, you got the overtime in Colorado. This team has played a lot more ice compared to anyone else. And it's really showing in this series. Mm-hmm. But I think the real backbreaker, where I really saw the effort for the Sharks kind of dwindle. Martin Jones, you were good for three games, but come back, please. Please come back. We need you. SOS.
I don't know, man. I think like his performance and Erik Karlsson's performance are just sort of tied together. If Karlsson does dog shite, then Jones gets hung out to dry. But like if Jones has a good performance night, then Karlsson generally doesn't have too many big screw-ups. I'm not saying the two are, you know, of the like the same genetic material, but like I said, they're only 20% human at this point, so they might actually be sharing the same hemisphere of a different of the brain, you know.
I get it.
Yeah.
But the second goal from Jones was really where I saw the effort kind of dwindle. You have a good shot from the point. Jones really had a good shot at it. He controlled it. But the lack of looking around the players, or give Schwartz a lot of credit who scored the goal, pressuring the puck. But this isn't, by looking at the play, like Jones clearly just dumps off the puck thinking he's going to have a defenseman picking it up right there for transition. And the second period did not get off to a good start at all. And it would probably be one of the worst periods the Sharks played this season.
I think that the whole game was probably the worst. What were the shots on goal?
What were the shots in the second? So the shots on goal were 20 shots. The shots in the first, the Sharks actually led 11-4. Mm-hmm. I felt like the Sharks were, you know, being consistent. They had a lot of offensive weapons to that game. But in the second, you know, after the first period, the shots were 34-10 in favor of St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, it really did show. I think Joe Thornton had the first shot in the second period, and that was 2 minutes in. And I'm frankly surprised we had six shots in the second period, because it looked like we had none. And you're looking for anyone really to step up. You're looking for Hurdle. You're looking for the bank. You're looking for the star players, but honestly, this is a pretty low shot game. Pavelski had zero shots. Joe Thornton had zero shots. Donskoy had zero shots. Hurdle had zero shots. And so when St. Louis or any other team shuts down your top two lines, it really does spell things bad for them.
Yeah, I mean, you put on this already wounded Sharks team, and then you give the St. Louis coaching staff a little bit of time to take a look at what the team's built out of, make a couple of notes, and start dissecting the team. While they're wounded, it's easier for them to be able to get on top of San Jose, because San Jose being wounded is not able to adjust as quickly to being closed in upon. So, I mean, yeah, it definitely was a doomed effort. I can't get upset about this, but I can't get enraged about this, because we still have one game and we've seen how things have gone for San Jose in in other rounds when they're down crap like this. So I'm like, meh, all right, whatever it is, what it is. If anything, it gives San Jose time to really fish or cut bait with a couple of guys who maybe are injured that don't help out when they're injured. Like if you're going to play Erik Karlsson, I get it, but just get some, just bench him for a lot and find some, like, can, I don't know.
No, you're absolutely right.
Just bench him.
Karlsson played 7 minutes in the first period, only 3 minutes in the second period, and didn't play in the third. I'm sure we're going to talk about them a little bit more in the second, but the decision to start Erik Karlsson probably did backfire a little bit.
Yeah, but who else are they going to start? You know what I mean? Like,
I think you have the opportunity maybe to place Heat in there, but we've seen time and time again that Pierre DeBoer does like using veterans over unproven talent. And he didn't really show anything. He didn't really show anything the last six games of the regular season. So I would prefer maybe, we don't know the status of Pavelski. Pavelski, he took an elbow to the head midway through the third period. And frankly, he hasn't really looked that good this postseason. Not this series, I should mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like he's missing a couple of teeth and has, like, a couple of staples still in his head because it hasn't actually, like, closed up yet, you know? Like I said, these guys are, brutally wounded. I just...
Well, if you talk to Vegas, they don't think of their staples in his head at all, but look, I digress.
Yeah, well, you know.
The status, though, of Joe Pavelski, it's very much in the air of him starting game six. Honestly, this felt like it was game six tonight. My apologies, but but do you think he'll start game six?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Pete's not going to change a damn thing unless somebody is like, Pete, I can't skate. I'm dead. All right. He's not going to make any changes.
Yeah. I mean, I can't really disagree with you at all.
Yeah, he's not. Like, you know, he's still going to put the blunder in. But when you think that he should make changes, he's not gonna. Because, I don't know, maybe he's scared of the devil that he doesn't. Maybe he's scared of the New Jersey Devils again. I don't know.
I mean, at this point, it was 3-0 entering or exiting the second period. You had Vladimir Tarasenko with a shorthand or with a penalty shot at Beat Jones to close out the second period. You know, this was, for me, when I look back on that goal was more just a tiresome. That was more the Sharks not getting any offensive pressure for almost, I want to say, 10 minutes straight in that second period. And that was more of a factor of that penalty that Brent Burns did.
There was a couple of different thoughts in there, and it wasn't necessarily cohesive because you jumped from one back to the other, which didn't make a whole lot of sense. Because, yeah, penalty shot, I get that. But that penalty shot, that actual goal on the penalty shot was actually really nice. That was that was Tarasenko being Tarasenko. He's in the cover of a video game for a reason. You know what I mean? But it being the Sharks' fault that it got to that point, I can see what you're saying too. Yeah.
I mean, what were your takeaways from the second period?
Second period has never been the Sharks' traditional strong period. And again, like I said, how things have been this postseason for San Jose, I tried to brush it off and figured that they would bring it in the last 10 minutes of the third period.
Yeah. So there you go. In the second period, Sharks are down 3-0. And it wouldn't get any better, to say the least. Jaden Schwartz adds on two more goals to give himself a hat trick. Shorts, kind of the factor of tonight. What'd you take away from his fourth goal in the third period?
I don't know, man. Like, at the time, at one point, you just look at the team and you can't take anything away from a goal other than your heart sinks a little bit lower. I mean, I'm not the kind of person where I get angrier and angrier. I mean, yes, I do. I get more irie and irie, and I like want to find newspapers and rip them up and scream and yell. But I find that devoting that level of emotional energy towards something in the negative isn't necessarily conducive towards a happy life. And it also doesn't help the Sharks win. You know what helps the Sharks win?
Go.
Offensive production.
And the Sharks didn't have anything to do with that.
None. I'm looking for you, offensive production. Hello? None. Nothing.
So Shorts makes it 5-0, gives him a hat trick. I'm kind of just skimming through these goals because, frankly, the third period, the battle was kind of already lost. But do you kind of see any hope for game 6 when the Sharks travel to St. Louis down 3-2?
Yeah, I do, because this is actually, I think, where the team likes to be, They do, because like they get in these bullshit corners they paint themselves into, and somehow they power out of it like gods. So they lose to the crappy teams, and then they do this to themselves, and then they end up with like 2 fluky bounces, some stupid crap like Kevin LeBanc will score 10 points in the next game, and it'll be glorious. Vlasic will drop the gloves. Like, it'll just be something weird like that, and the Sharks will glory through it. Like, that's Sharks hockey. That's what happens. And if it doesn't, if they completely implode again, like, whatever. Like, this isn't the first season that the Sharks have run out of steam before the end of a series, and it probably won't be the last. I just hope that everybody is, able to come back from their injuries stronger and better next year, and also maybe Pete just flies off into the Bermuda Triangle, never to be seen again.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I do think it's not really over until it's over, but I am worried, though, that the injury bug has caught up to the Sharks too much. Eric Carlson has done a lot in this postseason. Your favorite person, Brandon Dillon, I don't know what's up with him. He only played for 14 minutes tonight, but he doesn't look like he's 100% healthy. What have you seen from Dillon?
I haven't necessarily seen anything from Dillon other than him trying to keep Erik Karlsson from running out into oncoming traffic and getting hit by a bus. When you're that busy cleaning up after your partner, there's not a whole lot you can do to stand out other than yourself not get hit by traffic. He had a couple of good hits tonight, this afternoon. But like I said, if that hit was the highlight of this game, then I would be disappointed. And I think I am.
It really was kind of the highlight of that game. Womp, womp. 0 production on offense. Zero highlights at all. I think what I was mostly disappointed by is just the lack of fight in the second and third period. This team got handled pretty easily, and no one like Haley stepped up until it was like 3 or 4 minutes into the third period was over.
But I mean, like at that point, it's just sort of what do they call that? It's a ceremonial gesture.
Pretty much.
Like, he knew it was worthless. Everybody knew it was absolutely worthless. It was just like, well, here I am. Salutations, I'm out.
I mean, I was just kind of expecting Haley to do that. I mean, like, the last time he did that was, of course, in the regular season when Haley dragged Reeves from the bench. I mean, this is the bad Reeves where he just takes stupid penalties. But at this point, it felt like an attitude set for game six. I think there are other smaller notes, like Tarasenko kind of went down with a minor knee injury in the third period. Kind of don't know the status of him, but he looked like he was playing the rest of the third period. Also, the person that Brandon Dillon hit also had a leg injury. He didn't really see much ice after that. So you have two key forwards from the St. Louis Blues who are currently hitting the injury bug, but not as bad as the Sharks.
Yeah, that's true. Like, that's, I get it. Like, there's a lot of other teams out there. Well, not, there's not anymore. It's just Boston and St. Louis. And they are, you know, injured as well. But I'm not sure anybody on St. Louis is as beat up as, say, somebody like, oh, Joe Pavelski. Like, I'm sure they're powering through stuff. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's separated ribs and somebody's lost an eye socket and, you know, all sorts of junk. Great, but doesn't mean that they're as beat up as San Jose.
Yeah, I have to agree with you.
Whatever. Like, it is what it is, you know what I mean?
So the Blues are 1-for-7 on the power play, while the Sharks were 1-for-2. Or 0-for-2, actually. 0-for-2. They didn't score.
No, they didn't.
Did you find the officiating was lopsided at all, or was it just a lack of effort from the Sharks?
I think it was a combination of everything. I know that as an official, when things get sloppy, it's difficult to start calling stuff because you start seeing a lot of stuff that is, again, sloppy, but then you need to... It's harder to find that line between penalty and not a penalty when things are sloppy. It's and when you're, I can't blame the officiating. I can't. It's, everybody's tired. Everybody's sloppy. This was a shit effort by San Jose. I don't know if I blame the team so much as I blame coaching. I really think that San Jose was miscoached. Like, the combinations weren't going out against the right lines, and they were trying to avoid certain combinations. And in doing that against St. Louis, they brought in players against other players that they shouldn't have.
Yeah. Do you think Peter DeBoer has been outcoached this series?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. 100%. Yes.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. So we're about the midpoint through the show. This is your time. Make sure to subscribe wherever the button is. I believe it's the bottom right, wherever YouTube decides on this current day. Also, we're on Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, and TuneIn. Yep, we do this every single day, hopefully for two more or potentially 9 more, if we include the fourth round, if we get to that point. But make sure to subscribe. I do want to say, though, that I think going into game six in St. Louis, it's going to be extremely tough. It's going to be a similar challenge to round one when the Sharks barely got a win on Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I feel like it's that point of the time where keep your expectations reasonable. Don't expect a 4-0 payback, or I guess it would be 5-0 payback for the Sharks.
But if we're going to go for payback here, okay. You have to remember it was 3 years ago on this date that San Jose shut out St. Louis. So if you want to talk about it, it's only fair that, you know, we complete the circle, close the cycle, you know, and move on. So that, it's closed, it's done. Get on with it. We'll get there.
Okay.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, 3 years ago today.
Yeah, my greatest fear, and if this is your time, this is your time, chat. If you want to get questions in, we'll get to them. But I feel like this is kind of St. Louis's year. They've shown all the signs. We, of course, beat them in 2016 on the road to the round four. This does feel like it's their year. Everything seems to be lined up, just like the way it was for us 3 years ago.
I wish I could say yes. I don't feel as confident in this team as I did 3 years ago, just because they were such road dogs. They were absolute road dogs. They had the best away winning record in the league. They were strong power. This team is inconsistent as goaltender interference. When they are powerful, they are powerful. But when they are bad, they are so bad. You can smell them from four zip codes away.
And of course, Rocket, what is goaltender interference?
I don't know. I don't. Nobody freaking knows. That's the thing.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. So, I mean, what would you rather have? Here's my question. And I mean, like, this is going to, what would you rather have? Would you rather have San Jose somehow, by the grace of the hockey gods, eke through the rest of this series with St. Louis and then collapse in four games in the finals? Or would you rather, like, I'm not saying that they would collapse in the finals, but... Like, do you want to open that up? Do you want to open that whole, like, Sharks choked in the finals? Do you want to open that up again?
Do we want to be the Buffalo Bills of every 3 years?
Oh, God. If you're the Buffalo Bills of every 3 years, then you're not the Buffalo Bills. Straight up and down.
Okay. I guess my only two options are to lose and to lose.
Yeah. So do you want to lose big or do you want to lose big?
Honestly, if they're going to lose, I would prefer if they lose in game six, not win game six, and then lose at home. I feel like that's the tougher pill. It's extremely tough because if we get through St. Louis, Boston is a much better, they're much younger, and they're a much rested team when game one starts. And that's going to be... May 27th. So that'd be 2 days. No, 3 days, 3 or 4 days after game seven.
Jeez.
So there would be zero rest time for your players like Pavelski, Donskoy,
Carlson.
The groin that will never stop being a pain in the ass.
Oh, the groin that makes me groan. Like it, I appreciate Erik Karlsson in playoff form when he is fully healthy. Not a fan of his, but by God, I love the playoff game. But when he's not healthy, it's so, like, it's painful. It's like old Yeller just at the end of the movie when they take him out back. Like, that. It's painful.
So would you shoot or would you keep old Yeller alive?
I don't know. I'd ask the trainers how much more drugs they could pump him full of, you know? At this point, I don't care. Just put everything in him. Give him Skittles, Depez. I'll give him all of the trail mix. I don't care. Give it to him. What are they feeding Secretariat? Just feed him that. I don't care. Make him better, please.
As you can totally see, we're at our fumes at this point.
But here's the other thing, too, about like Boston having to wait so long for this series to be over. Is it going to give them rust? And so does it really matter about how hot they've been and how much of a tear they've been on? So, I mean, even if San Jose does eke by St. Louis and they run into to Boston,
yeah.
Boston might be frozen solid.
Boston. You know?
And the Sharks might prevail victorious. Oh, that would be glorious.
Oh man.
I can only hope that St. Louis is secretly more beat up than San Jose and they're just hiding it better. Maybe they won't hide it as well next game. There. That's my optimistic outlook.
Yeah, that's the best outlook you're probably gonna get. But to harp on your point about rust, Tuukka Rask has a 940 save percentage in the playoffs. He's been one of their best players. And you got Marchand, you got Bergeron, you got all those good players, but
the whole team.
But Rask has really been the backbone ever since they've gone past round one versus Toronto, which seems like that's the best, or that's been the toughest matchup for them. No offense to Carolina and who are they playing? Oh, the Islanders.
Carolina got swept, man. I felt bad for them.
Before we do a wrap around or reach around,
there's nothing else going on.
There's nothing going on. Oh, man.
The end. That's it. Actually, hey, there's some like Team USA hockey going on or something.
I was going to go AHL, but...
Okay, sure. That's good. Oh, Calder Cup stuff?
Nah, we'll save that for Kevin and for the Tittle Tinted podcast.
Totally.
But... In the chat, I'd love to know if you think the Sharks are going to win Game 6 and push it to Game 7.
I think yes. I think they are going to. I think that the Sharks are going to push it to Game 7.
Is there any particular reason why, or are you just biased?
Well, I've read in the chat throughout this, I've seen it pop up that St. Louis is not necessarily the best at locking in a series. So... there is still a chance. There's still a chance that we will be going to a game 7. You know, I feel it. Maybe that's why I'm not super, super like enraged right now that I think everybody else is. Cause I know I feel it. I feel it. Game 7.
Now, is that just after, you know, rounds 1 and 2 going to game 7 that, oh, it's like, oh, no matter what, we're going to go to game 7. This is just how it is.
Yeah, it's peak Sharks hockey. Like, this is, somebody gets punched in the face, somebody scores in their own net, and then the goal gets retracted, and then somewhere Rafi Torres gets suspended for 53 games. This is Sharks hockey. This is the universe. It's going to game 7.
You know, Sharks hockey can be a little bit depressing sometimes, right?
A little bit? A little bit.
I'll be sarcastic here.
Sharks hockey is the most boring thing ever. I think about Sharks hockey to go to sleep at night.
Man, those are some F-dip. But we're approaching the halfway.
It was a noon game. A noon game! An aberration! Thanks, Blurvin. I needed that.
It wasn't a noon game.
Yeah. Yeah. What time is game 6 start?
Believe 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. All right. All right.
Yeah.
In St. Louis?
In St. Louis.
At 5 p.m. Pacific.
Yep.
Okay. So that's 7 local time, which means that that's only 30 minutes earlier than what the Sharks are normally. It's going to start at SAP Center. So there's a real good possibility that they're going to start on time on game 6. Yeah. Let's push to a game 7. Yeah.
Let's hope Jones doesn't let another goal in the first 5 minutes.
You know what? If Jones lets a goal in, BFD, let's see some offensive production and get 30 shots on goal halfway through the first period. It was like Joe Thornton said pregame interview. He said, we need to get everything to the net. And that's like exactly what they didn't do this game. I guarantee you, if they get every single garbage shot to the net, one of them is going to get in. Even if it's off a fluky deflection off of the back of someone's head, the back of someone's ass, and then in the freaking goal. That's going to happen. They got to get these garbage crappy things to the net. And I think that's probably something that they'll be like, yeah, you know the thing about getting everything to the net that we talked about that we didn't do in game 5? We're going to do it in game 6. It's going to happen. Yeah. So Jones can be garbage. They just need to get stuff to the other end of the net or the other end of the ice in the other net. Yeah.
What did you think about Haley taking Goodrow or not taking being in the starting lineup tonight?
Sometimes the statements Pete makes are not necessarily in languages that other humans understand or appreciate. And that was a that was definitely one of those statements I think Pete was trying to make.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of a questionable decision. I don't think the Sharks can match the physical nature of the St. Louis Blues. I think they need to rely on their speed element. Trying to remember who took the spot for. I think it was it Goodrow? Was it Earl?
I think that St. Louis and San Jose are pretty evenly matched insofar as bodies and speed. I think that for some reason, maybe it's injuries, San Jose isn't laying the body as heavy as St. Louis is. I think that San Jose is good at that. And I mean, if you're going to look at injuries, what is injuries going to affect you more at? Being fast or being able to lay the body? So if they're trying to play the speed game and the roster is injured, maybe they should start trying to play the physical game.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that St. Louis outmatches them physically.
Now Haley took over Sorensen's spot. And Sorensen really hasn't been productive since round two, since the Colorado Avalanche. Maybe it's time to put him back in the lineup. See if you can get some more offensive production. Just move the puck. Get some time out of your defensive zone. But that was the real issue, is that the cycle game for the St. Louis Blues really did cost the Sharks.
Yeah. But they, yeah, okay. Berg has a good point. He says they need to find a way to wear down their two physical defensemen. That's true. Because those guys are, Parayko and Boumeister. Boumeister. That's very true. How do you do that? How do you have like these two ridiculously like brute defensemen, and then you get half of your forward core to shut them down, and then what, your defensemen just have to take up the slack of your forward core while they're shutting their defensemen down and hope that their forwards aren't as good as shut? Well, okay. Yeah. Okay, we definitely need a healthy Erik Karlsson for this if we're going to get that done.
So A012345, he says Heat a forward now. No, I won't entertain that. But I do think double shifting Brent Burns, potentially in the second and third periods as a forward option, is maybe something you look into if you start seven defensemen in your lineup.
No.
So you wouldn't go seven defense at all?
No.
Not if I'm
Pete DeBoer. Pete DeBoer has absolutely no reason to do that. Not with the level of drugs that he's on.
I mean, after seeing tonight's game and just seeing how limited offensive shots or good shots were at the net, I'm willing to try anything. I know this is not maybe the best time to do that, but being down 3-2, but if your third and fourth lines aren't giving anything or actually costing you games, St. Louis's fourth lines have been the factor of this series. Maybe you look into pushing more ice, getting more offensive weapons.
Maybe. But, I mean, if we're also up to trying anything, I mean, there's a couple of really good spots in Santa Clara for hot yoga that they could, get together, take a class, focus, relax, just energize themselves. You know, as a group, they could go shoot some hoops and go-karts, catch a movie, They've done that before, too, right? So it doesn't necessarily have to be outrageous roster changes, double-shifting people, and all that other junk. Let's just have them all go to Great American and get their hair braided.
I mean, it would be just as wild as this playoff season has been.
If it works, it's not weird.
So we're just about 5 minutes away from wrapping this up, but... AJ Strong writes, PDB will go seven defensemen next game. He admitted post game he should have done it in this game.
Oh, so. Jesus, Pete. Wow. Is that like saying, the NHL gave us an apology? Like, it doesn't do us any good now.
So I'm kind of looking over I'm kind of looking at his post-game comments now. If he does admit he should have gone seven, I wonder if he's kind of considering putting Erik Karlsson as a forward, just because he sees maybe he's more of a liability. And frankly, he's kind of always been a liability at defense, but an extreme liability with his groin issue.
No, I don't think so. I think he's going to continue to expose him and allow Erik Karlsson to play. However, Erik Karlsson sees fit to play as long as Erik Karlsson says he's okay to play, regardless of what the eye test says. Yeah,
I have to agree with you, but it's going to be extremely interesting what the pregame warmups lineups are. Usually that's a pretty good indicator of how much time or what the plan is with Erik Karlsson.
I want to know, is it too late to get Chris Tierney in?
I think maybe we can change his name to Mikkel Bakker. I don't know. I don't know.
Yikes. Christian Ehrhoff. That's okay. We're going to take it to game seven, damn it, because Sharks are like this. I don't know how Pete's going to manage to screw something up, but it's okay. We'll figure it out. Sharks just need to stop doing stuff. Stop doing whatever it is you're doing. And they need to just start getting back to play their game. Because, like, the statements that the players give are pretty smart. They're without being too ambiguous and vague. They really do have an identity towards what they know that their game is and what they know that they can play to. I don't feel that the 60 minutes that we saw tonight, this afternoon, was indicative of or reflective of what they know that their brand is. So I look forward to game six. The Sharks have like kicked themselves in the ass and St. Louis kicked them in the ass too, to be like, all right, that's it. We need to get back down to our brand. So I want 60 minutes of Sharks brand hockey. That's it.
And I think this is a good spot to leave us off at.
Yeah.
Let me get the graphic going. Once again, this is game five. Not the best game right now, or not the best game tonight. Potentially one of the worst efforts this season from the San Jose Sharks. But Rocket, where can they find you at?
Oh, man, you can't find me anywhere. I'm exclusive. No, I'm kidding. You can go find me on Twitter. It's capital R, capital B, little Akander 76, R Backander 76. Yeah, don't get snooty with me. Also, you can check out pictures of stuff that I take photographs of, Instagram, Rocket Backhander, all lowercase, one word. Again, don't get snooty with me.
Yeah, and you can find me at Twitter, Al Martinet. I hope that we're here for game six, game seven, back at the tank. But I do know it's going to be a tough battle. I do hope Gloria doesn't play 14 times like in St. Louis, potentially on Tuesday, I believe it is.
Whatever, dude. Like, you know what? It sucks being on the losing side of that. But, I mean, like, home, I can't get salty. Because, like, if it was on the other foot, I would be like, no, play the crap out of that. And it's not hateful towards the other team. It's not being like, y'all suck. You suck. It's your fault. He, look at you, losers. Like, they're celebrating themselves. And as long as they're doing that, as much as that song is inferior, and we all know it, hey, whatever, let them have it. I don't care if you play it a million times. Just go celebrate yourselves and don't put the other team down in your celebration. So that's cool with me. Anyway, that's my mini rant.
Once again, this is you can please subscribe to Teal Town USA. We do this every post game for the San Jose Sharks. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, iTunes, you name it, we're on there. Also, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, where we're probably the most active there. So to get all of our stuff, that's where I would subscribe the most. For once again, my name is Alex Martinet, and thank you, Rocket, for joining me. Game of Thrones is tonight, so I hope everything turns out good there. But
It's definitely going to be, yeah, it can't be as bad as this game.
I don't know. I think Erik Karlsson is the Danny of the Sharks right now. Where he's just going to burn down the entire team. And
he's supposed to be the leader of the Seven Kingdoms, and he just did a major heel turn, and he's like, burn it all.
All right. Thank you for watching Teal Town After Dark. We'll be back on Tuesday after Game 6 of the St. versus the St. Louis Blues. See you, everyone.